Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Just when you thought the twist in the Brian Koberger case couldn't get any weirder or wilder, well, here we are, still waiting for that trial to come up and still wondering what are we going to find out before then. Apparently the answer to that is a lot. This week, we've got fingernail DNA evidence that may or may not matter, a surprise autism-based death penalty challenge, and a set of eerie text messages and a 911 call from the surviving roommates finally making their way into the public eye. And let's not forget, this whole thing is still a legal chess match with enough sealed court filings to make the CIA jealous. But here's the real kicker. The defense is now pursuing or pushing an argument that Koberger's autism should spare him from the death penalty. The question is, does an argument like that actually hold legal weight, or is this just a strategic Hail Mary trying to humanize Brian Koberger before we actually get to trial? Joining us, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, host of the podcast and YouTube channel Break the Case. Be sure to check that out wherever you get podcasts or on YouTube. Jen, let's start with this. The defense is arguing that Koberger's autism makes him less culpable and thus ineligible for the death penalty. From your experience in the Bureau, does this hold up as a serious legal argument, or are we watching, really, again, the defense team trying to humanize Brian as much as possible before this gets to court?
Well, I think they're certainly looking at every possible way to, as you say, try to humanize him. I mean, this was really caught most of us that have watched this case so closely off guard, and this is why. This is the first time we've ever heard of autism, even mentioned.
Yeah.
After all these 2.5 years, there's been many other, you know, filings, many other hearings. Oh, nothing has ever mentioned. And then all of a sudden this is mentioned. The other issue is there's so much precedent that this does not, you know, you can't be autistic and that cover up a crime.
No.
In other words, explain a crime, excuse, not cover up, sorry, excuse a crime. So from that standpoint, it's not going to work. Will it possibly mitigate the death penalty, the firing squad? Remember, that's what they're pushing for,
yeah,
the firing squad, not just the lethal injection.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the interesting point because that will be voted on. Mm-hmm. If he's found guilty. But I think it's very interesting that it seems like the defense thinks he's going to be found guilty. I mean, I know they're supposed to head some of this off to the past, but wow. The fact that they would bring up this autism apparent diagnosis all of a sudden is really interesting, Tony.
Because if they do bring this up, if it is allowed in, they could also bring this into the actual case too, right? It doesn't just have to be brought up in the sentencing part.
Well, this is the thing. In Idaho, there is absolutely no excuse for a mental incompetency or a mental issue allowed in their law. There's other states that have other laws on this, but Idaho is very firm on that. So really, it can only be used to mitigate. But your question is such a good one, because could it be woven into the questions and so forth asked by the defense? In other words, as judges sometimes put it, organically be entered in, right? Interviewing parents or sisters or other people about Brian Koberger. So, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because the defense has said, listen, we don't want any words like psychopath. We want to make sure that those words never come up in opening statements and closing statements, things like that. But yet they want to bring up the word autism.
Yeah.
So I think the judge is going to have to rule on all of that, and it has to be across the board.
The thing is, and they'll take some education or educating of the jury if they're going to allow this in, is autism is not a psychopath. It's not a sociopath. They can be together. It doesn't have to be that one is just completely exclusive of the other. You can be a psychopath and be autistic. You can be a sociopath and be autistic. But being autistic doesn't mean you don't know right from wrong. It may mean that you interpret things a little different. It means you might laugh at things or hear things or feel things a little differently than others, but it doesn't mean right and wrong don't exist. I mean, that's still very much there. So, I mean, I could see this being used by the prosecution in many ways of going, okay, this is not saying he doesn't know right from wrong, but it is showing that he has these obsessive tendencies. He gets very stuck on a rut of what he believes is right or what he believes he wants to do. You know, you talk about incels and such. I think you go to any sort of group of incels, you probably find almost all of them are autistic and on the spectrum somewhere. That's why their brain works the way that it does. And the right and wrong thing, a lot of them don't act. They just, they commiserate in this weird, you know, way of thinking. To me, I mean, I looked at Koberger from day one and went, he's autistic, without a doubt. He's on the spectrum somewhere. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I would guess he's somewhere in the Asperger's realm of the world, where there's just that disconnect in very, very different ways and obsessive ways of thinking of things. And if this is the lane that he got into after years and years of rejection from women and developing this hate and just trying to find his place, it explains him. It explains him far more than I think many other things. Doesn't excuse any of it, but you go, oh, that's how he could get this obsessed with something and go down this line. And then I think you probably have a personality disorder at play as well, which would then allow the right and wrong to be out of the window.
You know, Tony, on just talking with many different people regarding this and on social media, on X, talking about this particular thing, there are so many people in true crime that are autistic, right?
Yeah,
they have
completely.
Autism, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of them vehemently say, this is, you know, we're not murderers. We're not this.
Yes.
We're not, you know, we're regular people who are maybe socially, you know, not as comfortable, really. And the other thing is, Tony, I take a look at the times he's interacted with police, because there we get to see him in action. And we have a lot of footage with him interfacing with police. The two interdiction stops in Indiana and the stop with the female police officer for making a left turn on a red light. That was a long interaction. he doesn't come off as, from my experience, being socially shy, not looking you in the eye. I mean, he stares these people down. He's very strong. He's not at all intimidated. He doesn't seem like a fish out of water to me in terms of his social interactions at all. So I have to look at that.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. As someone myself, I've never been diagnosed, but I fairly well believe I'm somewhere on the Asperger's spectrum, and I use it as a superpower, and that's why I always say, like, this can be a superpower too. It can make you insanely driven and able to focus on things in ways that neurotypicals can't, and you can be super successful. Some of the most successful people in the world have been. With that, when I watch him, I see it right away. He doesn't seem neurotypical. He does seem a little out of his, I mean, anybody I think would be out of their comfort zone when you're being pulled over by the police. But I don't know. I think I have a feeling that there is something going on there. Now, it does not explain right and wrong, that being gone. But I think, again, I feel like it does explain his odd behavior, the things he was noticing earlier in life, his obsessive behavior, his just very rigidness that he has. Because, again, it's a spectrum. People are all over on this. You can be super successful and use it for good. You can be highly functional. You can be very low functioning. He, I would say, probably highly functional. But, again, works in his own world. And there's not a lot breaking into that. So I don't buy that it should be a reason not to execute him. Just autism alone is not a reason not to execute someone. If we get into other things, if we can see he's a psychopath, a sociopath, I'm all cool with that too. But then I think you have even more grounds to go, this person really is not
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.